turning 32 years old.
The president says Kirk galvanized young Republicans. Earlier, President Trump issued a stark warning to Hamas when asked by ABC's Karen Travers how the U.S. peace plan will ensure Hamas disarms. The president says if Hamas doesn't lay down its arms, they will disarm Hamas quickly and perhaps violently. In Israel, four more deceased hostages in Gaza turned over to the Red Cross today. 20 other deceased hostages have not yet been located. In Gaza, five Palestinians were killed by Israeli forces after the IDF says they breached the ceasefire line. The Senate will take up a vote tonight on another stopgap measure to end the government shutdown now in its 14th day. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Civic Media News is brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer, now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependable service, and real community values. Visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com. The Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation, or the WEDC, is now accepting applications for its Fabrication Laboratories, also known as Fab Labs, grant program, which provides funding to help public schools build or expand Fab Labs. The grant program supports hands-on science, technology, engineering, arts, and math, also known as STEAM education, by assisting public school districts with equipment purchases for instructional and educational purposes in Fab Labs. The WEDC's investment in the program puts Fab Labs within reach for schools that might otherwise not have the financial means to install such facilities. The WEDC will provide grants of up to $25,000 to public school districts, or up to $50,000 to consortiums of two or more districts, for the creation and/or expansion of Fab Labs. The minimum grant amount is $10,000. For this year's funding cycle, applicants are being asked to match 50% of the amount of grant funds requested. For example, if a district is requesting a grant of $25,000, the district must provide a match of at least $12,500. The funds may be used to purchase equipment used for instructional and educational purposes by elementary, middle, junior high, or high school students. The WEDC is allocating $250,000 this fiscal year and anticipates awarding 10 grants. Recipients will be announced in spring of 2026. These grants will be awarded on a non-competitive first-come, first-served basis, with applicants evaluated on application completeness, evidence of readiness and long-range planning, curriculum, business and community partnerships, financial need, and previous awards. More information on the program, including application details, can be found at wedc.org/fablabs. The deadline to apply is January 15th. Tomorrow, Wednesday, October 15th, you're invited out to the last Park Falls Farmers Market of the season. This will be taking place at Christ the Servant Lutheran Church on Highway 13 from 2 p.m. to 5:30 p.m., and there you'll find locally grown Brussels sprouts, a variety of winter squash, spaghetti squash, pie and carving pumpkins, eggplant, onions, broccoli, cauliflower, cabbage, and a variety of other vegetables, alongside farm-fresh eggs and an assortment of jellies, jams, pickles, and salsa. You'll also find locally produced maple syrup and honey, alongside freeze-dried produce, and a variety of baked goods. That's only a very small variety of what's currently at the farmer's market, so you're invited out to once again what is the last week for the market and the last chance to use your WIC and senior market coupons. Most vendors accept Quest cards, EBT, WIC and senior market coupons, and the Park Falls Farmer's Market is a member of the Park Falls Chamber of Commerce and therefore also accepts Chamber Bucks. They have also partnered with Aspirus and their fruit and vegetable prescription program. Eat healthy, shop local, and meet the people who produce your food. Once again, you're invited out to the last Park Falls Farmers Market of the season, which is taking place tomorrow, Wednesday, October 15th, at Christ the Servant Lutheran Church off of Highway 13 in Park Falls, from 2 p.m. to 5:30 p.m. Medicare open enrollment begins Wednesday, October 15th. Joanne Krulitz shares tips on how to protect yourself when enrolling.
When taking part in open enrollment, consumers should beware of scammers. Michelle Reinen is with the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
Enrollees or their family members may want help navigating the open enrollment process and choosing the right plan for their circumstances.
There are unsolicited requests that should be avoided when dealing with Medicare open enrollment.
Scammers and dishonest actors often try to take advantage of older consumers during the same period by impersonating Medicare and asking for their Medicare account information and selling unnecessary or fraudulent health products or services.
Michelle Reinen says that there are trusted resources to utilize to avoid any issues caused by suspected scammers.
instead of clicking links in emails, texts, or online ads and pop-ups, consumers always need to visit Medicare's website by typing in the address directly themselves or calling the phone number on the back of their Medicare card.
If you are a victim of a Medicare enrollment scam or any scam, you can contact DATCAP's Consumer Protection Hotline by phone at 1-800-422-7128 or by email at datcphotline@wi.gov.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua is now Minocqua Chevrolet, 100% locally owned and proud to serve the Northwoods. With reliable service and hometown values, Minocqua Chevrolet stands out. They offer a full synthetic oil change for an everyday low price of just $49.95. And there's always a great selection of new 2025 Chevrolet models on the lot. Treating customers the way they want to be treated. It's a great place to do business. Visit Minocqua Chevrolet at Highway 51 South or online at MinocquaCars.com.
It's the Brewers and the Dodgers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. Game 2 of the NLCS coming up tonight here at American Family Field. The Dodgers winning a close one last night, 2-1. Milwaukee finally scoring in the bottom of the ninth off a Jackson Chourio sacrifice fly. The Brewers loading the bases with two outs, but Bryce Tarang struck out swinging at a high fastball. Christian Yelich after the game.
You know, once we kind of got some traffic out there and put some good at-bats together late and we gave ourselves a chance, you know, we were one swing away from kind of stealing that thing and, you know, made it interesting at the end. Obviously, wish we could have pulled it out, but, you know, we knew the series is going to be a battle. It's going to be a lot of close games. You know, this one didn't go our way, but we still got a long way to go.
NFL, the Packers begin for their trip to Arizona to play the Cardinals. On Sunday, Lucas Van Ness was carted off the field with a foot injury after sacking Bengals quarterback Joe Flacco and had an MRI.
We definitely avoided something serious, but how long he'll be out remains to be seen.
That's Matt LaFleur with Sports on Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Occasional showers tonight, a low in the mid-40s. Mostly cloudy tomorrow, high mid-50s. Another rain chance into Thursday, high upper 50s. More showers around for Friday, then drying out, cooling down for the weekend. Right now it's 50. 98Q Country.
Tail lights, red ants marching into the night. They disappear to the left and right again. Another supper from a sack, a 99-cent heart attack. I got a pounding head and an aching back, and the camel's buried in a big straw stack. I'm gonna live where the green grass grows, watching my corn pop up in rows. Every night be tucked in close to you. Raise our kids where the good Lord's blessed. Point our rocking chairs towards the west. And plant our dreams where the peaceful river flows. Where the green grass grows. From a map dot, a stop sign on a black top. I caught the first bus I could hop from there. But all of this glitter is getting dark. There's concrete growing in the city park. I don't know who my neighbors are. And there's bars on the corners and bars on my heart. But I'm gonna live where the green grass grows. Watch my corn pop up in rows. Every night be tucked in close to you. Raise our kids where the good Lord's blessed. Point our rocking chairs towards the west. Plant our dreams where the peaceful river flows. Where the green grass grows. I'm
good Lord's blessed. Point our rocking chairs towards the west and plant our dreams where the peaceful river flows. Whoa, where the green grass grows.
Tim McGraw, where the green grass grows. And somehow in October, he's still singing about us. Good evening. Great here with you. And it's the last full hour of today's show since the Brewers pregame pick up at about 6:30. We'll worry about that later, though, because I've got birthdays to bring you. After four more country songs, I've got a super shocker price tag. Like, what's the opposite of sticker shock? We'll bring that to the other side of the 5 o'clock hour. And once we get to 6 o'clock, all brakes are off. We will be hitting the gas pedal and bringing you as much country music as we can possibly manage at that time. All that coming after this country song, playing next, Justin Moore on 98Q.
Every day I drive to work across Flint River Bridge, 100 yards from the spot where me and Grandpa fished. There's a piece of his old fruit stand on the side of Sawmill Road. He'd be there peeling peaches if it was 20 years ago. And what I wouldn't give to ride around in that old truck with him. If heaven wasn't so far away, I'd pack up the and go for the day, introduce them to their grandpa, watch them laugh at the way he talked. Find my long lost cousin John, the one we left back in Vietnam. Show him a picture of his daughter now, she's a doctor and he'd be proud. Tell him we'd be back in a couple of days. In the rear view mirror, we'd all watch them wave. Yeah, losing them wouldn't be so hard to take if heaven wasn't so far away. I'd hug all three of those girls we lost from the class of 99. My bird dog Bo, take him hunting one more time. Ask Hank why he took those pills back in 53. And Janice to sing the second verse of me and Bobby McGee. Sit on a cloud and visit for a while. It'll do me good just to see them smile. If heaven wasn't so far away, I'd pack up the kids and go for the day. Introduce them to their grandpa, watch them laugh at the way he talked. Find my long lost cousin John, the one we left back in Vietnam. Show him a picture of his daughter now, she's a doctor and he'd be proud. Tell him we'd be back in a couple of days. In the rear view mirror, we'd all watch them wave. Yeah, losing them wouldn't be so hard to take if heaven wasn't so far. If heaven wasn't so far. If heaven wasn't so far away. So far.
Q Country.
In your darkest hour,
lies, 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 look into my eyes, eyes, eyes.
I'm gonna love you, I'm gonna love you.
Always
on at 98.3 FM and on the free Civic Media app.
South Alabama, her daddy had a heart like a 9-pound hammer. Think he even did a little time in the slammer. What was I thinking? She snuck out one night and met me by the front gate. Her daddy came out waving that 12-gauge. We tore out the drive, he peppered my tailgate. What was I thinking? Oh, I knew there'd be hell to pay, but that crossed my mind a little too late. 'Cause I was thinking that a little white tank top sitting right there in the middle by me. I was thinking about a long kiss, man, just gotta get going where the night might lead. I know what I was feeling, but what was I thinking? The cops were nipping on our heels. Pulled off the road and kicked it in four wheels. Shut off the lights and tore through a cornfield. What was I thinking? Out the other side, she was hollering faster. Took the dirt road, had the radio blasting. Hit the honky-tonk for a little close dancing. What was I thinking? Oh, I knew there'd be hell to pay, but that crossed my mind a little too late. 'Cause I was thinking about a little tank top sitting right there in the middle by me. I was thinking about a long kiss, man, just gotta get going where the night might lead. I know what I was feeling, but what was I thinking? A born to kill tattoo tried to cut in. I knocked out his front tooth. We ran outside, hood sliding like Bo Duke. What was I thinking? I finally got her home at a 2:30. Later, daddy's in a lawn chair sitting on the driveway. Put it in park as he started my way. What was I thinking? Oh, what was I thinking? Oh, what was I thinking? She gave a come and get me grin, and like a bullet we were gone again. 'Cause I was thinking about a little white tank top sitting right there in the middle by me. I was thinking about a long kiss, man, just gotta get going where the night might lead. I know what I was feeling, yeah, I know what I was feeling. What was I thinking?
Still pretty much the same around here. Neighbors still shooting all next year's deer. Boys still lose less than playing at home. But I got better since you got gone. I'm still a few too many on a Friday night. Still try to step in when it ain't my. Still me, don't get me wrong, but I got better since you got gone. Swear it was like I'll be damned, I'm finally back to being who I am. When we were over, it was overnight. Like came on, it all felt right. When it all went wrong, you turned me loose. Wasn't no telling who I turned into.
Besides, you got better since you lost her. Swear it was like, I'll be damned, I'm finally back to being who I am. When we were over, it was overnight. Light came on, it all felt bright. When it all went wrong, you turned me loose. Wasn't no telling who I'd turn into. But it turns out me and you together's why it took so long. Cause I got better since you got gone. I ain't saying you're the weight on my back. I'm just saying that it ain't there no more. I'll be damned, I'm finally back to being who I am. When we were over, it was overnight. Light came on, it all felt right. When it all went wrong, you turned me loose. Wasn't no telling who I'd turn into. But it turns out me and you together's why it took so long. Cause I got better since you got
Tyler Hubbard.
This is my station.
Maybe I wouldn't be already gone again if it weren't for the wind.
My station.
98Q Country.
Turn left at the old hotel. I know this boulevard much too well. It hasn't changed since I've been gone. Ah, this used to be my way home. They paved the road through the neighborhood. I guess the county finally fixed it good. It was getting rough. Someone finally complained enough. Fight the tears back with a smile. Stop and look for a little while. Oh, it's plain to see the only thing missing is me. That's my house and that's my car. That's my dog in my backyard. There's the window to the room where she lays her pretty head. By the fence, not long after we moved in. There's my kids and that's my wife. Who's that man running my life? If I pulled in, would it cause a scene? They're not really expecting me. Those kids have been through hell. I hear they've adjusted well. Turn around in the neighbor's drive. I'd be hard to recognize in his pickup truck. It's just an old fixer up. Drive away one more time. A lot of things running through my mind. I guess the less things change, the more they never seem the same. That's my house and that's my car. That's my dog in my backyard. There's a window to the room where she lays her pretty head. Planted that tree out by the fence. Not long after we moved in, there's my kid.
that's my wife. Who's that man running my life?
Toby Keith, who's that man? Good question for number five in our leading lineup here to start the 5 o'clock hour. Toby Keith coming in behind Morgan Wallen. I Got Better. Looking at birthdays today, starting with Usher, 47 today for Usher Raymond, his real name, for the singer-actor and occasional coach on The Voice, born today's date, 1978. Stephen A. Smith is also there. He's 58 today, an outspoken ESPN commentator, previously a newspaper reporter, and without knocking him, the best example of kind of the problem I have with media. He's incredibly brilliant in his performance, but the whole manufactured disagreement thing, which he does better than I think just about anybody else, not quite for me. I struggle to even share that thought because negativity doesn't have much of a place. But at the end of the day, pretending that I like everything I talk about is even less welcome in my show than negativity. Melba Montgomery, 87 today for the one-time duet partner of George Jones. Melba, born in 1938. And to round out the list, Ike himself, Dwight Eisenhower, five-star Army general from World War II, then a two-term president of the United States. He passed away at the age of 78 in 1969. Ike, born today's date, 1890.
98 Q Country.
Straight Talk presents The Math of More. Here's how it works. When you say yes to more with Straight Talk, you're left with more for all the other good stuff. So getting an unlimited plan starting at just $25 a month equals more savings for your family's weekend adventures. And with a network covered by Verizon, you can share more from wherever you go. It's simple math, really. More equals more with Straight Talk. Available at straighttalk.com and Walmart. Taxes and fees apply. The $25 plan requires a compatible unlocked device and a new line of service. Additional terms apply.
It's good to know that your Touchstone Energy Cooperative is always there. For generations, we've powered the growth of our neighborhoods, our businesses, and everything in between. Today, our commitment is stronger than ever to provide affordable energy you can depend on and keep you connected to what matters most, now and for generations to come.
Price Electric, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Hugh Country.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Occasional showers tonight, a low in the mid-40s. Mostly cloudy tomorrow, high mid-50s. Another rain chance into Thursday, high upper 50s. More showers around for Friday than drying out and cooling down for the weekend. Right now it's 50.
98 Q Country. 98 Q Country.
I was out with the boys catching up in a neon light. Didn't know till we walked in, it was karaoke night. She was in a circle of girls chasing a shot with a line. She was laughing, they were daring her to get on the mic. Up and turned in her name. Next thing I knew, man, she was up on the stage singing heads Carolina, tails California. Maybe she'd fall for a boy from South Georgia. She's got the bar in the palm of her hand, and she's a 90s country fan like I am. Hey, I got a Chevy, she can flip a quarter. I'd drive her anywhere from here to California when this song is over. Smiling at me, yeah. She had me down in the front by the end of verse two.
South Georgia. She's got the bar in the palm of her hand. And she's a 90s country fan like I am. Hey, I got a Chevy. She can flip a quarter. I'd drive her anywhere from here to California. When this song is over, I gotta find her, cause she had me. It's Carolina. Yeah, I followed her around and we talked till the lights came on. I still see that girl every time. She's got the bar in the palm of her hand. She's a 90s country fan like I am. Hey, I got a Chevy. She can flip a quarter. I'd drive her anywhere from here to California. When this song is over, I gotta find her, cause she had me. It's Carolina.
Swindell, She Had Me at Heads Carolina. Gray here with you from the 98Q studios, and we're almost halfway through with the 5 o'clock hour. In fact, we're just a couple minutes past that mark. You could set your watch by that fact. Kentucky Headhunters are coming up next. Jason Aldean and Josh Turner, too. Before the major shelf shock I got at the grocery store, what price blew my mind? And not for the reason you think. Here's Dumas Walker.
Gonna party!
New country now.
Hey y'all, my name is Cody Johnson.
My heart skips just thinking of you. Go on and bet it all, baby, we can.
Ooh. Hey, it's me.
Morgan Wallen.
Yes, I'm the problem. Your mess never do no wrong if I'm so awful.
This station's awesome.
98Q Country.
I'm chilling on a dirt road, laid back swerving like I'm George Jones. Smoke rolling out the window and ice cold beer sitting in the console. Memory laid up in the headlights, it's got me reminiscing on them good times. I'm turning off a real life driving, that's right, I'm hitting easy street on mud tires.
Back in the day, Potts Farm was a place to go. Load a truck up, hit the dirt road. Jump the barbed wire, spread the word. Light the bonfire and call the girls. King in the can and the Marlboro man. Jack and Jim were a few good men. Where you learn how to kiss and cuss and fight too. Better watch out for the boys in blue. And all this small town, he said, she said. Ain't it funny how rumors spread? Like I know something y'all don't know. Man, that talk is getting old. You better mind your business, man. Watch your mouth. Before I have to knock that loud mouth out. I'm tired of talking, man. Y'all ain't listening. Them old dirt roads is what y'all miss.
I'm chilling on a dirt road. Laid back, swerving like I'm George Jones. Smoke rolling out the window and ice cold beer sitting in the console. Memory laid up in the headlights, it's got me reminiscing on them good times. I'm turning off a real life driving, that's right, I'm hitting easy street on mud tires.
Sit back and think about them good old days, the way we were raising our southern ways. And we like cornbread and biscuits, and if it's broke around here, we fix it. I can take y'all where you need to go, down to my hood, back in them woods. We do it different round here, that's right, but we sure do it good, and we do it all night. So if you really want to know how it feels to get off the road, trucks and four wheels, jump on in, and man, tell your friends, we'll raise some hell with a blacktop in.
Chilling on a dirt road, laid back, swerving like I'm George Jones. Smoke rolling out the window and ice cold beer sitting in the console. Memory laid up in the headlights, it's got me reminiscing on them good times. I'm turning off a real life driving, that's right, I'm hitting easy street on mud tires. That's right. On a dirt road, laid back, swerving like I'm George Jones. Smoke rolling out the window, and ice cold beer sitting in the console. Memory laid up in the headlights, it's got me reminiscing on them good times. I'm turning off a real life driving, that's right, I'm hitting easy street on mud tires.
Train coming down the line, feeding off the souls that are lost and crying. Rails of sin, only evil remains. Watch out, brother, for that long black train. Look to the head and you can look to the skies. You can find redemption staring back into your eyes. There is protection and there's peace the same. Burn in your ticket for that long black train. Cause there's victory in you know there's victory in the Lord, I say. Victory in the Lord. Cling to the Father and His holy name. And don't go riding on that long black train. From a mile away, it sounds so good, but I must stay away. That train is a beauty, making everybody stare, but its only destination is the middle of nowhere. But you know there's victory in the Lord, I say. Victory. Devil's driving that long black train.
Following Dirt Road Anthem from Jason Aldean, we went grocery shopping on Saturday before we went to the thing we did on Sunday. And I saw something on the grocery store shelf that I grabbed, and it was one of those things where I can't believe this exists, and it might not be as good as it seems, but if it is, it's amazing. And it was instant espresso powder. Now, if you're a coffee lover, and especially if you like making your own coffee at home, instant espresso powder should absolutely be on your radar, especially if you don't have an espresso machine at home. Espresso powder is a phenomenal way to bring espresso into the home without buying the $250-plus machine. I got a $40 espresso machine, and I used it for a long time, and I've basically completely stopped when I discovered that there's just instant espresso powder. It's the same as instant coffee powder, which, I know, it's instant coffee powder, and we don't touch instant coffee powder unless we absolutely have to. But let me tell you, if you are a coffee snob and you haven't tried instant espresso powder, it is completely different from instant coffee powder, at least in the result. I don't know, maybe they're like exactly the same and one's just stronger, but I'll tell you what, I tried instant coffee and I was not impressed. Instant espresso will allow you to make commercial quality beverages. You know that big coffee shop, that the one with the green, you know the one, the famous one? It was a knockoff recipe that I found on social media that led me to try espresso powder. So check out some recipes. It was a shaken brown sugar thing with oat milk. If those words combine well in your mind and you know what I mean, check out espresso powder. But we've been buying it for years now, and it's super expensive. Not too expensive as far as, you know, like you get a lot out of it, but still, you pay $9 for this little jar. And we went to Walmart on Saturday, and I saw a much bigger jar of a different brand for $7. Same stuff, just as strong, more in the jar for less dollars. And I thought, that's just not how the world works. Nice thing is that that lower price, it was just $7. So I thought, even if this isn't as good of a thing as it seems, it's a low dollar risk. And it is every bit as good as it seems. I am never paying another $9 amount for half as much Nescafe instant espresso powder. By the way, I'll even say the Nescafe instant espresso powder is really good. It's pretty strong. It's got a good flavor profile to it, but it has absolutely nothing on Cafe Bustelo Espresso Instantaneo in the yellow jar. And Bustelo drinkers and those who know Bustelo probably already knew that they had some awesome things going on. Well, now they've got another one, and Nescafe can't touch them. Get your instant espresso, especially if you love making coffee at home. I doubt you will regret it, especially if you don't like instant coffee. I don't either. Instant espresso, different game. Back to the country music now. Cafe Bustelo, thank you for fueling my day. Josh Ross is coming up soon on 98Q.
98Q Country.
Keeping you connected to your local community with real news and great conversation. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
The fall agriculture tourism season is underway. And from apple orchards to pumpkin patches, it's a great time to travel across the state. But have you ever thought about camping on a farm? There is a push to make a new law allowing farmers to host up to 3 paying campers without a license. Supporters say it's needed to help diversify their incomes.
To allow people to put a tent up in a pasture and experience stargazing, stay overnight in the pasture, and have rustic camping when they're overnight for farm stays, pick up the eggs in the morning, have a farm breakfast.
That's Sheila Everhart with the Wisconsin Agricultural Tourism Association. You can learn more, including where to go this fall, at the website WIAGtourism.com. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
Progressive presents Employee of the Month. Small Business Edition. Today's recipient from Michaela's Mobile Spa. Michaela! Michaela got a quick business insurance quote from Progressive and chose from over 30 customizable coverages. Sure, it helps she's her only employee and does literally everything, but while others would rest on their laurels, Michaela was hard at work saving big. So take that, hypothetical other employee who doesn't exist. Be your own Michaela. See if you could save in as little as 8 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Coverage is not available in all states or for all vehicles and coverage selections.
My ride smells just right, just right. Just right, just right.
Y'all gotta try that Febreze car.
Just right, just right, just right, just right. Yeah. La 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 la.
Yeah.
With up to 40 days of consistent scent, all over Febreze car clips right on your vent.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
know my car's my happy place. Keep that smile on my face. When it smells just right, just right, just right.
Yeah.
Breathe happy Febreze. La 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 la.
Don't miss the Price County Senior Living Expo, October 14th from noon to 6 at the Phillips Municipal Building. Explore 30-plus booths, including the Aging and Disability Resource Center, where staff can share services and resources. Public Health will offer flu shots, so bring your insurance card. At noon, enjoy live music from Red and Lisa Higgins and a free lunch from the Phillips Cafe, followed by presentations on fall prevention and Money Smart for older adults. Sponsored by Aspirus Health, Price County Health and Human Services, and the ADRC of the North.
98Q Country.
I know I shouldn't say what's up. I heard you went and met someone. But I got a little cold beer buzz and he ain't here right now. I bet you if I took your hand and we had a neon night slow dance, you'd be getting to forgetting all about him, and you'd be walking out of here without him. When you're single again and you're thinking of me, you know I got that same old Tennessee 615 that you used to heat up, a half past where you at, pick me up. When you're all over him, I hope you're all over me. I got a king size bed just missing a queen. Make me your first call after your last call with him, and you won't ever be single again. I got a Cabernet with your name on it, a slow drive on a Sunday, you can count on it. I'll treat you better than he ever did. Girl, when we're together, you won't ever wish. If you're single again and you're thinking of me, you know I got that same old Tennessee 615 that you used to heat up, a half past where you at, pick me up. When you're call with him, and you won't ever be single again.
listen to me, you know I got that same old Tennessee.
615, bitch, you used to heat up. A half past where you at, pick me up.
When you're all over him,
the newest country always plays here.
Hey, what's up? It's Kelsey Ballerini.
Cowboys cry too.
Hey, everybody, I'm Jason Aldean.
Yeah, be a good friend. Come on, kick in a whiskey drink. I don't want to think, think.
Are you kidding me? There ain't no better station than this.
98Q Country.
Says she's had enough of me. I've had enough of her too. I might as well go on and set her free. She's already turned me loose. No fault, no blame, nobody done no wrong. That's just the way it sometimes goes. Sometimes two people just don't get along. It's time to hit the road. Goodbye, farewell, so long. Vaya con Dios, good luck. Wish you well, take it slow. Easy come, go, easy go. Tried to work it out 100 times. 99, it didn't work. I think it's best we put it all behind before we wind up getting hurt. No hard feelings, darling, no regrets. No tears and no broken hearts. Call it quits, calling off all bets. It just wasn't in the cards. Goodbye, farewell, so long. Vaya con Dios, good luck. Wish you well, take it slow. Easy come, girl, easy go. Giving up bags.
to if we didn't want to wind up falling in my bed like we always do. After a few,
Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The path to lasting peace in Gaza already facing challenges. President Trump issuing a warning to Hamas to disarm or they will be forced to disarm. ABC's Marcus Moore says Hamas has been settling scores inside Gaza.
You see seven blindfolded men who were executed there by a Hamas-linked group. There are a number of groups that have been operating in Gaza, including one that has not only carried out this this execution, but there have been clashes between Hamas and also other militias and gangs operating there.
20 dead hostages in Gaza have yet to be located. In Kansas, Wichita police say they found a 35-year-old woman shown on a doorbell video being forcibly taken away by a man. Police say she's okay. It appears to be a domestic dispute, they say, with her boyfriend. The Senate in session and expected to take up a vote on a measure to end the government shutdown tonight. It's not expected to pass. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Civic Media News is brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer, now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependable service, and real community values. Visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com. Over in Sawyer County, a man with a history of arson was arrested on Friday. According to the Sawyer County Sheriff's Office, the suspect, 30-year-old Thomas Olson of Burton,